morning, folks. Blind Cold Tech and anybody else who's going to listen to this. Today is May the 7th, Thursday, and it's currently 9:07 Pacific Standard Time. And today, what you just heard was the PS3's loading sound. The PS3, one of the 7th generation consoles, I believe it is, and we are going to be talking about it today. Now, Liam Irvin, good friend of mine, already did an excellent podcast on the PS3's rival, the Xbox 360. Well, actually, not the rival, more the friendly competitor. So, I chose the PS3 over the Xbox 360. Because I've always been a bit of a Sony guy. I have the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, a PlayStation Portable, and now the PS3. So in essentials, I have all the Sony consoles. We will be talking about the menu structure and how things work in this console. I'll be going through the tabs that I actually know. I don't know all of them, but we will figure it out somehow. Alright. Now, the PS3 is currently off, and I'm going to describe the console first. The PS3 isn't small like the PlayStation 1 and 2 are. It's actually quite big. It's not a box, as per se. You could call it a box, but on the top, not the front, the top of the box is convex, sorry. So it curves up, and it goes down, like a speed bump. And on the latest model, PlayStation 3s, you will have the following. Actually, let me pull it up so I can describe it a bit more directly, and I can feel things through as I talk about them. So, on the top, you have nothing. It's just that convex surface. And on the right, if you feel along the top right, you will eventually come to the end of the top surface and come down onto a second layer. On that layer, you have two patches, as it were. The PS3 doesn't have buttons on it, as per se. It's heat sensitive, which means that if you press the right patch or touch the right patch, it'll do something. Now, you have two. On the left, I should say that it's kind of in layers and segments. There's a panel that isn't on the same level as the convex surface is. And on the left, the convex surface comes down, and when it comes down, there's nothing. But if you put your hand on the edge of the surface on the left and run your hand to the right, your hand will drop off that level onto a lower panel. The first one you will come to is the eject patch or something. Once the ejects, I'll call them sensors for the sake of it. If you hit the eject button or sensor, and the PlayStation 1 or 3 PlayStation 3 is not on, it will turn on and eject the disc like so. And the disc is now ejected, and it's going to play me the loading sound. But I'm going to put the disc back in. I'll put the game disc back in. And I'll turn the PS3 off by pressing the patch to the right of the ejection patch, which is, they are both tactilely noticeable. If I turn the PS3 off, I'll get to that in a second. They are both tactilely recognizable. They both have little kind of logos on them, so you can feel where they are. And just above those two patches and sensors are, or on, embedded into the convex kind of edge. It's like a step. There's the lower panel, and then there's the upper, there's the upper surface that curves. And on that step-ish kind of thing, there is a disk drive. It looks like your solid card disk drive. It's a slot, and you slot the Blu-ray disc or DVD disc or CD disc in. The PS3 games use Blu-ray discs, which is very nice because that means a lot more audio, and I'll show you just what that is like in a bit with a couple games that I want to run through. We have... Alright, moving on past the... On the very front of the PS3, you will find two USB ports. These are master ports. They're regular-sized USB ports. They're not the mini ones. Depending on what model of the PS3 you get, you'll get four or two. The four USB models, or USB port models, are discontinued now. And now you get the two ones. So, and I have the 2-1 because I got it a bit late. I should also mention that the earlier models actually also have backwards compatibility, and they can play PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 games, but the newer models can't do that, which is quite sad because I like my PlayStation 1 and 2 games, but I have both other consoles, so I'm not too worried. Anyway, past that, on the back of the PS3 now, you have one switch. It's a toggle. It's a flip switch, so if you flip it to the left, that means the PS3 is off. The power is off. No matter what you do now, the PS3 will not turn on. If you press the power patch, if I thumb my finger down on it, it won't do anything until I turn it back on. Like that. And now, why I mention that is because while the patch is off, or while the power's off, you can actually run your fingers along the panel and explore the ejection power things, and nothing actually happens. So, that's quite a good thing. Now, I will proceed to, first of all, orient my computer so it's in the right place. And below the power, below the switch, or toggle, is the plug for your power cable. Now, this doesn't run on batteries. I wish it did, because then I wouldn't have to carry everything around every time I wanted to play it somewhere, like downstairs or up here in my room. But anyway, that it is. And so there's the power cable, and if you move along, there's what looks like an Ethernet port, or a standard telephone cable jack thing, a slot that I have no idea as to the function of, and then the plug for your video. MI cable or something. Yeah. Now that I've actually finished describing it, the controller doesn't look any different from the PS2 controllers. So if you listen to Riz Khan's podcast on the PS2, you will find the PS or the controller descriptions quite intact for the PS3, should you ever decide to get one. The only difference is being that PS3 controllers are wireless. They do need to be charged. And what you do is you plug a USB cable, that's your standard USB cable, into the PlayStation. It's a USB port, and then you plug the other end into the controller, the mini end, because the controller has a built-in mini USB port. Start and select buttons have the two analog sticks have a button between them. It's what we call the PS button, and it's like the big button that Liam told you about on the Xbox controllers that turns the Xbox 360 on and activates the menu and everything like that. This is basically the same thing. Now, I'm going to turn the PS3 on, and there are actually a few ways to do this. You can either hit the power sensor, hit the eject sensor, and actually, if no disc is in there, it won't beep at you. Actually, it will beep. It'll beep 3 times to let you know that it's an error, and you can't do that at the moment. Or, the most convenient way, you can press the PS button, and it'll turn on. Like this. And you hear that it beeps. And may I mention that the PS3 is very, very quiet. The hard drive isn't very loud. unlike some other consoles I've looked at. The Xbox 360 had a pretty loud one, as far as I remember, but that might not be the case anymore. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to move on, and now we're sitting at the users tab, or selection. Right now, all you have is up and down to select your users. So there's, and now at the top, there's turn off system, and if you click that, it'll bring up a prompt, yes or no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. We're going to press circle to go back, and yeah, we're back where we started. So, turn off system, my user, and then a whole bunch of other ones. I think there's one for my dad, one for my sister, one for my brother, and then some other one that nobody actually uses. So I'm gonna go to Clem, which is mine, and hit X. All right. By default, this starts you at the game tab, the games tab. I'm gonna go all the way to the left to the users tab. And what I'm going to do now is show you what little of the menus I actually know. I can show you all the tabs. I know what all the tabs' names are, but I just can't tell you what's in them because I can't remember all of them right now. So, at the top of the users tab, you have turn off system, create new user, and then the user list that I told you about earlier. So it's in the same place. Next tab over to the right is the settings tab. Here is a very, very important tab. You can change a lot of things in here. It's not just a few, it's a whole shazam of them. And you can change your music settings, your network settings, your controllers, and reassign them and all that. And you can change auto disk start, everything like that. You can change. I'm going to turn off my controller. And I'll explain that in a bit. Now, the top of the settings menu is actually very important because, turn it back on, there's the update function. And you need the update, and you need the system update function to go online and play things. So, if you go to update at the top of the settings tab, you will hit X. And then it'll ask you, do you want to update via internet or update via external device? If you go to update via internet, and if you hit X, right now there's no update available, so it's going to give me an error to tell me that there's no update available. If it does find one, it'll tell you, and you'll have to go through the whole procedure to get it installed and stuff like that. It's not very interesting to do. It's quite boring, actually. But, moving on. Over to the right, the other tab is the, I think it's photo. To the right again is music, video, and to the right again is game. The one we all love, and what this console was actually built for. Now, I like to mention that these menus don't wrap at all. You can't get these to wrap in any way or fashion. If you go all the way to the right, you'll go at the right, and if you go to the left, you'll go to the left. If you go from top to bottom, bottom, top, bottom, top. You can move between tabs, but that's not really relevant because it doesn't wrap. So if you need to, you can always just go back to the users tab in the left top left corner and start all over again. Move right 5 times, that's the game tab, and go down. So, what's in the game tab? There is a game data utility, and if you go in here, it'll show you all the game data utility you have, or all the game data you have installed. There's my Street Fighter 4, my Heavenly Sword, my Devil May Cry, and all my other games that don't have previews for them. The next one down is the memory card utility. Not that it's very useful, because in the newer models, you can't play PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2 games at all. And I don't know why it's there, but it is. So we're going to leave it like that. And the top, the next one down is your save data utility, which I will be using in a second. Yeah, I will be using in a bit. This is Street Fighter 4, Heavenly Sword, Devil May Cry, and of course, all my, like I said, again, all my other games. And there's quite a lot of save data in here. Back to Street Fighter, that's at the top. And down again is your trophy collection. This means that you get, when you click it, it'll bring something up and you have to, I don't know, I haven't actually used this yet. So I can't tell you what actually, or how that works. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Down one is usually where your disc icon is. But since we have no disc in there, that just dropped me down to the next one, which is your downloaded games. The PS3 can download games from the PlayStation Network store. Some are demos, some are classics, remade, and some are just games that people make for the sake of making games for the PS3. Not sorry, that was misleading. You can't make your own games. These are actually official games made by companies like Capcom and Namco and Tecmo, places, things like that. But we will, and you know, now once it's a folder. So once you go in there, if you click the downloaded games folder, you'll get a whole list of games. And when you click them, they'll start. Let's demonstrate that for you. By going to the Ninja Gaiden Sigma game, or demo, and hitting X on it. Now that's gonna start. Very interesting game is this. I haven't actually played this, the whole game. This isn't a very accessible one. It's a hack and slash, but there's a lot of platforming you have to do, and as a blind person, that just doesn't work very well for us. So, we will kind of just mess around and see where we get in the demo. Whenever it loads. I think that's the wrong game. That's not Ninja Gaiden. Okay, well, we'll quit the game and we'll try it again. Jeez. Where is it? I don't know. Probably wasn't. Let's see if I can find it. So I haven't actually played that in a while. So we will go down and see. Now you'll notice that some games, you will actually get previews. That is, it's a 14 or 50 second clip of video with music, and that lets you know what game you're gonna play. Oh. What is that? anyway, so this is it, I believe. So, now what I was saying was So there's actually a way you can tell whether you're at the right game you want. Some games do that. All the disc games, disc-based ones I've seen do that. Some of the classic ones don't, and which is sad because then you have kind of have to mess around and things get all muddled and confused. So I'm not going to go into great detail about this game. I'm just going to kind of demonstrate to you what a game demo or something is like. And we will simply see how far this gets us. Of course, there's a cutscene. And I'm about to get ambushed. There's one ninja left. Or samurai. He's gonna just hit me, but I'm gonna block him. I'm gonna keep blocking. I'm gonna throw a ninja shard at him. But I'm gonna kill him. Oh, still one more left. There it is. So, now we've done all we can in here, and I'm gonna leave. So, I'm gonna hold the PS button down, and that'll bring me down to the menu. Now, there's a couple options in here. There's quit game, obviously, to quit the game. Down is controller settings, down one more, turn off system, and down one more, turn off controller. We don't wanna do that, so we'll go back to the top, and we'll hit X. It'll ask me what I do, and I'll go left and hit X. So, there you go. That's a bit of how the system works. Now, I'm going to show you a disc game. But before that, let me show you how the save data utility works. I have my external hard drive here, and I'm going to unplug it from my computer. Like so. But then I'm going to plug it into my PS3. Actually. Yeah, why the heck not? I can show you both ways of the process. So once I plug it into the PS3, it will take a second for it to actually recognize it. And you won't be able to tell when it does. You just kind of have to kind of guess and go by the fact that when you... I'm going by the fact that if I hit my save data utility and there's no... Yeah. Street Fighter is down one, and then at the top it says USB device. Now in here, when I click it, it's going to show me nothing because there's no save in it. But, I'm gonna do this and see if I can. Actually, no, let's do this with my Heavenly Sword save. So, now you can do a couple things here. You can copy it, which is what I'm gonna do. And it's gonna tell me it's done. Now, if I go up to the top in USB device. The Heavenly Sword saves in there. Now what I can do is I'm gonna turn off my controller by holding the PS button down, and since we're not in a game right now, I can't do anything. So I'm gonna hold. There's two options now. There's turn off system or turn off controller. I'm gonna go turn off controller. So now that I've done that, I can unplug my PS3 or my external hard drive from my PS3. Sorry, don't want to unplug the actual PS3. That wouldn't be good. I can find the cable I was using to plug my PS, my external hard drive into the computer. It's right here. Plug it in. And first time's the charm, look at that. Now, for Joss to start rambling Legacy at me, Legacy of the Force, that's my book. That's not part of the drive.
Shaft. Legacy.
I have conversation windows open in MSN, but I'm ignoring them.
Leo. Gold.
There's my gold window.
Legacy of autoplay.
There's the autoplay thingy. which we'll ignore, because so far, it hasn't shown me anything
yet. My passport age. This device contains more than one type of content. What do you want? Windows.
Let's go open folder, folder and view files.
For a list of gold label.
Now, I cheated, because I copied the save over, so it did everything for me, and now all I have to do is delete the save file, download the one I have from my computer, and do it that way, and copy that one over. So, what there is now is, there's gonna be the folder view.
My passport age, folder.
Your regular folders.
PS3.
There's a PS3 folder in here. How interesting is that? Now, if you go into that,
folder view.
There will be something called save
data.
And it's not very big.
Size 1.04 MB folder.
It's 1 meg at the moment.
Folder view. Unselected DC US 98000. Size 1.
And if you put a PS3 folder in your external hard drive or USB stick or whatever, you can actually do a lot here. You can download updates and update them via your system and whatever. Or you can do the control or the save file transfer thingy, which is what we're about to do once I
land for a list of gold label.
Come on.
PCUS 98132 composer. Address HPS3 Sabazon. Icon 0.png42 kbps.
Alright. We're going to
folder view,
sure
select
DCUS. Everything's working as it should.
Folder view, not select icon 0.
Yeah.
H34.
I'm gonna select
icon
all. And I'm gonna delete it all now. Now, what I can do is wait for it to tell me it's going to delete everything. And actually, let's try this the other way. I will go back, leave the save as it is, and go into my documents. Now, my documents, I have a zipped save file that I downloaded, of course. And I will click it.
Halloween Resurrection.
Once it gets here, and we're
about
to reach
Heavenly Sword. Heavenly Sword. Zip. Heavenly Sword. Zip. Heavenly Sword. Music. Minute.
Okay. The music.
Heavenly.
Now it's in there, and once I click it, you'll have all the same save files that you would have in your save folder. So what I'm just gonna do is I'm gonna click extract.
Extract the documents. Create.
Extract
the
directory.
Extract
directory.
One, my documents.
Close
my documents.
Closed.
Database.
My
computer closed.
One. Open that.
Nokia phone browser open. 10 items. My computer open.
No.
10 items. Two. My sharing folders closed. My passport age closed.
My passport age.
Three. On
PS3.
PS3. PS3. Four.
Save data.
Sabadana. Five. DCUS 98000.
And that one.
Help. Extract to HPS3. Sabadana. DCUS 98132. Composer. Alt+X.
And hit enter.
WinZip. Heavenly Sword. Zip. WinZip. Extracting. Param. PFP. Cancel. 100%. List view. Not selected icon. Zero. Not selected icon. My documents.
Now,
my documents.
It told me that
folder
it extracted
my
it, and,
folder view, zero. Folder view, not selected for my passport age. Folder, audiobooks and radio dramas.
Let's see, if it did
folder
or not.
View,
save data.
Folder view, DCUS.
And there's only one.
Size 1.04 MB. Folder view, not selected icon 0.pn. Icon 0, param. SND 0, user data.
So apparently, it's there.
Folder view, not sabotage. Size 1.04 MB.
But if I didn't trust it to do
folder
what
view,
it's supposed to do,
DCUS.
I could always
folder
do
view.
This. I could always do it this way.
Icon 0.png42kbpng file 10/10/2007/11pm106.
There's six files in here.
Confirm multiple files. Folder view.
I can just delete them all.
Name, header, bar size.
Back
folder
out.
Folder view. WinZip 7.
And extract it again.
Extract c.hps3sabotage.98. List view. Not selected icon. Sabotage. Sabotage. Folder view. Not selected DCUS 98132. DCUS 98.
And if we go back
folder
in here.
Folder view. Not selected icon 0.png42kbpng file 10/10/2007/11pm106.
Then you get everything. You got it earlier.
WinZip 7.
So, now that the save is on my external hard drive, I can unplug it from my computer again, plug it into my PS3, and we repeat the whole process of going into copy and everything else. But, there's a catch. This save file has stuff that my Heavenly Sword save file never could have dreamed of having. In this case, being the whole game completed, so I can show I can play whatever stages I want. Now, I'm going to delete the one I have in here. I'm going to click delete. I'm going to hit yes. It's going to tell me it's deleted. So, we're going to put it in there. Now, I'm going to go back up to the USB device, which is at the top of the save menu, of course. Above Street Fighter. Hit X. Oh, lo-ho, there's a save in there. Okay, now, I can click copy. And don't tell me it's copied. Is it copied? Yes, it is. How wonderful. Now, I can unplug the drive from my PS3, plug it back into my computer, and we are all set to go. This isn't the only game I'll be demonstrating, but it's the first one I will be, because to me, this really what the PS3 can do. It shows a lot of its capabilities.
My audio wise. This device contains more than one type of content. What do you want Windows to do? Play media files using real player mode. Legacy.
Hit escape on the external hard drive. Now, you see there's 6 icons instead of 5 in the game tab. One at the bottom is download game. Up is the disc. Up one is trophy. Save data. Memory card. Game data. So we'll go back down to the Heavenly Sword disc. And now, we will wait for the game to load. This may take a while, so I am actually going to pause the recording and come back when it's loaded.
Start recording.
Actually, I decided not to. I'm going to sit here and show you just how long this game takes to load. Granted, it is one of the PS3's earlier games, so I won't blame it for that. It was released in 07, and the PS3 was released only in 06, so I'll give it a break. Despite that, the developers of this game seem to know what the PS3 could do, because they certainly used it, at least the audio capabilities, and we'll show you just what this can do. So, we're at the main menu now, and there's load game, or there's new game. We're going to go load game, and click yes to the save. Now, if we wait a bit. Now, there's a lot of things in here. Heavenly Sword is a packed game. There are videos, there are images, tons of things you can do. The most crucial, of course, for those multilingualists, is the language tracks. In the options, there is, as they are labeled in the menus themselves, there's Deutsch, English, Espanol, Francais, Italiano. I'm gonna leave it at English, because it's fine where it is. So we're gonna back out. Now, in terms of videos, there's a lot of videos you can watch. There's videos from the game.
My clan believed this sword was forged in heaven.
Game videos like that. Game cutscenes. And of course, we wouldn't want to miss this. There are videos on What is it? It is from
from the very beginning, we wanted to create a huge cinematic experience. Part of that was to create amazing sound effects and foley.
I think sound effects are often the most overlooked area of game audio. They give the player the most information and the most connection with what the character's doing. We hired a foley artist and we used him to generate all kinds of different sound effects and sound materials.
There's a little bit of everything here, meaning junkyardish. Every element you could possibly think of is here. Me and Marco have gone for runs out to flea markets and big garbage dumps, and we look for things that would work for the video game. The best person to be attached to this project would be Marco. He's worked on hundreds and hundreds of films.
This is just a small portion of the props that we have. We've got metal buckets, we've got shackles, water effects, any kind of clothing that might need rustles or different kinds of jackets, different types of metal, gates, any kind of a sound we have. With a movie, you're starting with a little bit of something and then you either add to it or you sweeten something or you replace it. With a video game, you need to do everything. If you don't make it, you don't have it.
We get movies from Tom, and we'll put it up on the screen in the Foley room, and we'll play it back a few times and see the motions that she's doing. A lot of the times, they're not rendered completely, so we're dealing with some raw footage, and so I'll ask Tom, is she on stone, is she on dirt? We look at what is occurring in that actual movie, and we act out those sounds in front of a microphone. Nice. There'll be a list of things that we need to do. So if we have to run to a junkyard to find some big pieces of wood to throw around, or we have to run into a supermarket and buy some celery for bone breaks.
I think watermelons are pretty overrated. A lot of people think they give you all this wonderful sound, but you hit a watermelon with a mallet and you get a half a second sound that doesn't have any kind of an implosion sound. Well, we want something that sort of tears at the fiber of the item and just sort of rips it apart.
Some of the more challenging things, I think, is some of the sword elements.
The sword's not just a weapon. It's kind of a character in its own right. It's the thing that we want to use to make the player feel the most powerful.
Yep.
We brought swords to Heavenly Sword that we got from Crouching Tiger. In Crouching Tiger, we actually did a pass at the beginning where we used crowbars and bats and all these different things, and Ang Lee came in and goes, you know what, we need swords.
A challenging part of the game is the variation. Tom will ask for two or three different sword sounds. So if she's unsheathing her sword, there's going to be 20 or 30 of those sounds, so that you don't hear the same sound 30 times in a row. There's a chain sequence that happens with her sword when she uses it throughout the game. It's unique to Heavenly Sword. We went out and bought as many chains as we could, pulling back the chains, throwing them around, jumping up and down. I think we even threw on a tape measure for the extension sounds that we had. PlayStation 3 is a surround sound environment.
Amazing game, as you can see. There's a lot of stuff you can get in there. Now we're actually going to go play something. We're going to go play a chapter. Or a stage, actually. Now, as you could just glimpse from that video, there's a lot of audio in this game. And there's a lot you can do in terms of audio if you're a game company maker and or game maker and you know what you want to do with the game for the PS3 since it's on Blu-ray and you've got a load of space to put things on. As the guy said in the film or in the video, you can, for this game especially, they've got like 30 different sounds for each movement of the sword, so it's not very, or for certain sounds. So we're gonna go ahead and play this, and I'll go ahead and let you actually see this sequence to show you how cinematic some of the PS3's games can be and how rich in audio they are. As you hear that is vibrating.
Dear killing me. Such a heavy sword for such a fragile creature. Come, child, let me take your burden.
Never!
Leave me, Nariko! Get the sword away from here! The line must not be broken!
Perhaps I'm not making myself clear. I have something of yours, and you have something of mine!
Simple one. Always wondering what you have no comprehension of. I see the years as we studied together have taught you nothing.
No! Shut up! Shut up. Actually, Shen, they have taught me that everything comes to he who waits, but quicker yet to he who takes.
Run, Nariko!
No, that wouldn't be wise. That wouldn't be wise at all.
Every lifetime has one moment. You stand alone and you see it all so clearly. To save my father's life, I betray his whole reason for living. I know it's death I'm holding now. Did I ever have a choice?
What have you done, Nariko? What have you done?
Alright, after that scene... Now, I'm going to mention the fact that these crowd sounds and the war sounds are not one pre-recorded sound effect. They are all sorts of fast effects mixed together. All sorts of different files, and it's random every time. And soon, I'm going to start fighting people, and you will hear dialogue between them. That is unique to this game. There aren't a lot of games that actually do that. There are games when your opponents actually taunt you, of course, but they won't actually talk to one another, especially except in this game. And none of those comments are pre-generated. They are all randomized, but they are all conversations, if you listen. So... amazing sounds here. Very nice sound for blocking. Very nice sound for dropping swords. Big music.
I want the sword to give it to me quick.
There's the king on the other side who's mad at you because you can't get the sword you want. And there's a very deep plot to this game, but you kind of have to listen to yourself and see if you get any of it. Special. everything. See? Dialogue. It's not pre-done. It's all on the spot. Much more movie-like than most games. That skirmish is actually sounding like a skirmish. It's not. Talk.
What are you doing? Don't just stand
there. So see, there's a reactionary dialogue as to what's happening. I feel obligated to mention that. This game isn't only throwing 5 or 6 people at you at once. This is 10, 15, maybe 20 people who are all swarming you and all wanting to get a piece of you. And now I'm gonna start playing with them and just kill them.
You wait till you see me! I'm... Boys be alive!
Yeah, see? As one of my enemies is commenting on me being a demon, their king responds and says, he's a demon. Hear them. if he's ever throwing them at them. Authentic kind of sword slice and walk. Any more? Yes. How's that over? I'm gonna show you one more game, and then I'll call this quits for this podcast, because I think I've gonna go over my limits.
Yes, yes, I
like
it.
So, now, we're gonna hold the PS button down again. Everything's cut off, and now we quit game, hit X, go left, and hit X again. So there's an example of what Heavenly Sword, or what the PS3 can be like, when it's used to its full potential. Lots of audio, very, very nice audio. For those people who have vision, I think it looks really nice too. Says my resource, who tells me about Heavenly Sword, or who plays it through with me every now and then. Whenever I can find a resource to do that. They always tell me that it looks really nice, and the animations and whatever. So we're going to demonstrate one more, of course, and it's Street Fighter 4, because Street Fighter 4 is one heck of a game. People don't find much talk in fighting games these days, at least the mainstream world doesn't. I've heard tell that Mortal Kombat's better than Street Fighter, but personally I disagree, but that's a difference of opinion. So it doesn't really validate. But now that I can play Street Fighter 4, I can show you, what it looks like and how it plays, what it sounds like. Way better sounds than have been in any other Street Fighter game, up to date, I think, personally. And another feature is a very neat feature of being able to set each character's voice in English or Japanese. It's not a global track. It is, you can do it globally, or you can do it based off what character you want. You can set, let's say you could set some to English and some to Japanese. It's really up to you. As an example, the cutscenes are all in English.
Damn. Now's just not the time.
Is something the matter?
No, it's nothing.
Isn't that the postcard that came this morning? Hey, Are you hiding something from me?
No way!
Oh! It's from Ryu! Ready to keep your promise for a rematch?
I mean, of course I'm just gonna tell him to wait. Now's not the time. I was just about to write him back.
We're talking about Ryu here. How would you get in touch with him? It might be faster to just go see him. You just got invited to another tournament, right? Why not stop by and get a few matches in while you're at it?
Eliza, honey...
It's fine. The baby's not coming for a little while yet. Just be sure to tell him I said hi, okay?
So there's the short cutscene, and now we're going to enter the fight and see what happens. Whether I win or whether I lose. And you will notice, of course... This is in Japanese.
Are you ready? Fight!
Attack her. As things go. She's coming in a super and she's gonna attack me. Well, ultra, actually. Let's see if I can hit her with mine. Apparently not.
K.O.
Ah. And I am dead.
And the battle continues. Fight!
He hits me again. No, I've got two chances. I'm dead again. Maybe setting the difficulty this high wasn't a good idea. Go play it again. Now, I gotta mention that the PS3 does come with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and everything. And it's quite good to be able to go on the PS Net, the PlayStation Network, and, you know, see what there is for... There you go.
K.O. Will the tide of battle turn? Fight!
I just beat her. And I'm gonna show you what online play is like.
You win!
Once you get somebody to challenge you.
Your destiny will be determined.
Street Fighter is unique in the way that if you set your status to joinable, you will actually be able to
fight.
Play people online. And we will go into that right now. Having pressed R1. I can go down twice. My status is set to off, which means I can't be joined. But if I go right twice, I can be joined if you want to challenge me. So, let's do it again.
The craziest and wildest fighters have
I'm connected to my wireless network downstairs, so I will be able to challenge.
Which one of these two will walk away a champion?
And this is just like an arcade in the way that people can actually come out and challenge me. I'm in the middle of a fight.
A new warrior has entered the ring!
Now we're in the lobby and I can hit X to accept his challenge.
The craziest and wildest fighters have assembled from all around the world to join in the fight. But only one will be declared the best.
Well, he chooses the challenger, and I challenge mine. And now we play.
This is going to be one hell of a show.
Let's see how laggy this match is. And since he hasn't installed the game data on his PS3, there will be loading time. As opposed to when I've played, as you saw, there was none.
Are you ready?
And
fight
begins. And there is lag here, but he has a pretty bad connection. Now I just hit him with an ultra. Now I think I won that one, but I'm not sure.
And the battle continues. Fight!
But I just hit him again. So that's done, and now after his lag, we'll be brought up. And I believe we just got another trophy. But there you go. So that's an exam. That's a demonstration of Street Fighter 4, basically. There's more that I can demonstrate, but I won't, because this isn't a Street Fighter 4 demo. It's a PS3 one. And I'm gonna quit the game now, and I'm gonna show you one more thing before I head off. And that is the PlayStation Store. This, unfortunately, isn't accessible, but this is a demonstration of what the PSN network is like, the marketplace, and your friends, and all that. If I hit X on the PlayStation Store icon under the network, it will say, "Welcome to PlayStation Store." And I'll be in an option. But it doesn't wrap. Look at that. Now, I honestly didn't know that. But it is in a bit of a weird kind of format. So I'm going to hit circle and go back. And that means I'm not in the store anymore. So anyway, so after the game tab, like I said earlier, there's the network, PlayStation Network, and your friends tab. This is managing friends and blocking them and whatever. You can't do this on the computer as like you can on the Xbox 360, which is disappointing. Because that's what makes the accessibility on the Xbox slightly better than the PS3 in that regard, is you can actually do things online and you can queue things up to download. But all in all, the PS3 is a very good console. It is a bit of an expensive one, although I think you could probably find it cheaper now than you could before. It used to be, you know, $499, $500, but now you can probably get it for maybe $300-something, $200-something if you're lucky. I wouldn't look on eBay because they'll probably raise the price up mega high for no reason at all. Just because they like making money up there. Anyway, that's basically the PS3 for you. If you have any more questions, you can always email me, chou.clement@gmail.com. C-L-E-M-E-N-T for Clement. Or you can just ask on the BCT list or something, and I will get back to you whenever people ask. See you on the next podcast, whenever that is. Thanks, folks. Take care. Bye.